The scripture today is Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and the young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. I love this passage from Isaiah. I just absolutely love it. And there's so many things in it to like, so many things that encourage and lift up and strengthen us, because that's what it's all about. We talked about waiting, and often it seems like the focus, the one part of this passage that's taken out is wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. And that's true. That's good. And what does that mean? We just talked a whole lot about waiting. And most of what we talked about just now was impatience, anxiety, boredom, annoyance. There were some positives there. There was some anticipation. There was some excitement. Especially when we're talking about waiting for things to grow, whether it's the earth warming up in the spring and the snow melting and green things coming and flowers blooming, or whether it's the garden and the seed that we've planted and things are coming up, waiting for the clouds to come out and bring storms and rainbows. Some of those good things. There's another theme that comes up consistently, more than that, more than the idea of waiting in this passage. God does not faint or grow weary. Even youths will faint and be weary. But those who wait on the Lord will not be weary and will not faint. So when we think about waiting, we often think about the passive activity of doing nothing while something is supposed to happen. We're sitting in the doctor's office, we're waiting, we're just twiddling our thumbs, we're reading a three-year-old magazine, we're doing whatever, until something changes, until somebody comes out and calls our name, takes us back into an exam room, takes off our clothes, and leaves us to wait some more for the doctor. I've been through this. I know how this goes. So there's that kind of passive, just sitting there until something else changes. I feel that a lot this week because the electronics have not been working for me at the church. And I've had to do a lot of waiting. I hit a button on the computer and it goes, and I go and get a cup of coffee and I come back and it's going, and I go do something else. I come back and finally it's brought up the page. And that's been happening a lot. And so I'm waiting. So what do? Do I sit there and I watch it? Does that make it go faster? No, it feels like it makes it go slower. So I go do something else. There's another sense of waiting. This passage gets translated in different ways. I appreciate Connie's reading that she selected, translation she selected, because it gives a different perspective than the one that I'm reading here, and that's always helpful. So sometimes this is translated those who wait for the Lord or wait upon the Lord. Sometimes it's translated those who trust in the Lord. So that seems real different. I checked my Hebrew Bible and it translated trust. So trust is part of this waiting activity where we're being still or doing what we're doing because we trust that God is going to make a change, that something is going to change. But there's another sense of the word wait that we have not addressed here at all. Think about when you were in college, many of you, as I was, and you had to find some funds somehow to get yourself through college and to keep yourself fed. So many of us found ourselves working in restaurants. We were waiting tables. Now, what does that mean? It certainly does not mean doing nothing and waiting for something to change. If you are waiting on somebody, you are actively involved in serving them. You're bringing their food, you're taking away their dirty dishes, you're filling their water glass, you're adjusting the temperature because they're too cold or too hot. You are serving. Think about Abraham. He was sitting there in the cool of the trees outside his tent, and three men showed up, and he jumped up and said, "Here, sit down. Let me serve you. Let me get some water to wash your feet. Let me go and prepare a meal." And he rushed around, and he got Sarah to rush around, and he washed their feet, and he killed an animal, and Sarah cooked it up and she made bread and they served him, and it was a very active. It wasn't passive at all. So we talked a little bit about being tired, and tired is part of this passage. Faintness, weariness. Some things are more wearying than others. A lot of us are acquainted with the weariness of waiting by a bedside when somebody is unwell, when somebody is needing round-the-clock care. That's the kind of waiting on a person. It may be also waiting for the person to get well or the person not to get well, whatever's going to happen. But it's not passive by any means, it's active. Even when we're sitting by that bedside and somebody's unconscious, that's not passive. We're praying, we're talking, we're holding their hand, we're being present. That act of being present, it's not a passive thing. One of the things that makes us tired is working hard. Somebody mentioned that. Working hard makes us tired. And on the other hand, hardly working makes us tired too. You're sitting there with nothing to do. You don't feel like doing anything because there's nothing to do. Or you don't want to do what you should be doing. That can be very tiring also. That can make you real tired. So when one grows weary, when one grows tired, when one has been working too long without refreshment, when one has been focused for too long without any rest, the tiredness becomes pervasive. And what happens? What happens when we get tired? We begin to not pay attention. We begin to make mistakes. Now, maybe I shouldn't say we, maybe I should say I. I begin to do stupid things when I get too tired. It took me a long, 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 long time to realize when I was in school that staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning to finish the paper and being exhausted wasn't a good thing because I was a mess and the paper wasn't great. If I went to bed earlier and woke up earlier, I was refreshed and I could finish the paper in less time. I would feel better and the paper would be better. which doesn't mean that I didn't stay up until midnight on my last day of seminary finishing that last paper, which actually turned out to be pretty good. But as a general rule, being that tired is not good for us. It's not helpful for us. So this is about those who wait for the Lord, who are expectant, who are anticipating something good from God, who wait on the Lord, who are engaged in serving God in every way possible. Those are the ones who will renew their strength. And that comes right in the middle of this last section. Even youths will faint and grow weary. Now, if you've been around the church on a Saturday this month or last month, you have seen a lot of youth not being weary. They run around. I mean, there's kids running around. There's basketball players running around. There's cheerleaders doing all their stuff. There's a lot of activity, a lot of big activity. Eventually, even those kids will get tired. I know from the perspective of grandparents, it might seem to take a long time, but those kids will eventually get tired. Everybody eventually gets tired. Youth will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But not only does God not grow weary, but those who wait on God shall have renewed strength, shall be refreshed, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. One of the things I love about running is long distances. When you run and you run and you run and you're tired, and you run some more, and the endorphins kick in, then it begins to feel like flying. And you run and you're not weary. It's the most wonderful feeling, and that's what God promises us. Those who wait on the Lord will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those who wait on the Lord. So not only does God not tire, the creator of the universe, God also recreates us and renews us and refreshes us so that we can continue to go and continue to go where God calls us and do what God asks of us. And so the message here is not hurry up and wait. It is don't just sit there. Wait. Wait intentionally. Wait actively for God's renewing and refreshing presence. Thanks be to God. Amen.